This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're with the Morning Run, Julian, Lynn and Sharitz here with you. The other big news that's happening in the country is that according to some e-hailing operators and association, the high cost of the new public service vehicle licensing, which is a requirement for e-hailing drivers and companies from July 12th, will force many drivers to quit their jobs and lose additional source of income.
Yeah, so Joom Rides head of marketing, Mufaisal Mustafa, now he said that once the new ruling comes into force, a driver will have to, you know, perhaps fork out at least 700 ringgit to 800 ringgit for the cost of their PSV license. So this includes medical checkup, e-hailing insurance permit, as well as vehicle inspection by Puspacom. So apart from that cost, there's also the all e-hailing drivers, they must also take 6 hours of PSV license training course, which is going to cost an additional 200 ringgit under the new ruling.
Yes, so Mufaisal said that most of the company's drivers have voiced their concerns about the new conditions, and nearly half of the part-time drivers plan to quit. Now, about 75% of Joom Rides' 25,000 drivers are part-time. Now, also, All Women's e-hailing group Riding Pink's senior project and operations manager, Elina Arifin, said that the extra costs involved in the PSV license and training is unfair for its drivers, who are mostly women from the B40 income group. Now, Riding Pink has seen an average of 5 to 10 drivers dropping out each day since the PSV license registration window opened on April 1st. Now, Alina also said that despite meeting the Road Transport Department prior to the regulation coming into force, the revealed guidelines are still unclear.
So to get more insights on this, we speak with Arif Ashraf Ali, president of the Grab Drivers Malaysia Association. Good morning, Arif. What do you think of the PSV license and how it will affect e-hailing drivers?
Basically, if you look at the PSV license, it is more on medical checkup routine and also must clear from your registered summonses, traffic summonses and so on, in order for you to renew your PSV license. So basically, more or less, more helping on the government side, whereby to ensure that all these drivers that are doing the services is fit to do the job. For the driver side, basically, the cost is one of the main factors. It will be extra cost for the drivers. And another thing is the requirement to go for the medical, the hassle to go for the medical checkup, and some of them have to go to the GPJ to renew their license, the PSV license and so on, and to take time to take the course in order to complete the PSV license. So this will be the challenges of the drivers.
Now, some are saying that, of course, e-hailing drivers may just opt out of driving altogether because of this new license. So, Arif, what do you think about this?
Well, if they are full-time drivers, they don't have any other option. Looking at one angle, if they don't have alternative, to do other jobs, so they might consider to continue taking the license and, following all the procedures. But for the part-timers, most probably, they will choose to opt out because why? There's a big question why. Because from the company itself, in the instance for Grab, we already gone through a very thorough checkup from the company side, whereby they check our background, and then they read our ratings from the customer to ensure that we always fit to drive and so on. So when we have this kind of system that can check and balance of the services given by the drivers and through the company, basically we don't really need the PSV because everything is done online. So they have the data. This is one of the ways that the company can monitor the drivers.
Now, can you tell us, is 600 annually such a big burden for these drivers now, especially if you compare how much they make a month?
I wouldn't say it's a big burden, but the procedure that you have to go through will be a challenge to them. So, but if it's just part-time, so their income is not as much as the full-timers. So for them, the 600 is still a big amount to them because it is still considered extra cost. Because from what they are collecting, doing the e-hailing, it's not that much. Some people, are talking about they're earning 2,000 a month and so on. No, that's not quite true. So some of the part-timers, they just earn enough for their additional income. So when they're having this, then definitely it can be a big burden. But to the full-timers, well, maybe they can absorb the cost.
Now, has Grab or the ministry made any effort to engage the drivers and discuss the issue?
So on the Grab side, we have info exchanges regarding the procedures, and Grab has been, you know, keep on updating the drivers. So we are just waiting that we hope, because Grab also is one of the company, EHO company or e-hailing operators, that has been approved by JPJ to conduct the PSV courses for the drivers. But however, the module and the black and white from the ministry itself, or through TPJ, through the Road Transport Department, so they still have yet to receive all those in order for them to proceed with the courses. And we are still waiting for the official announcement from Grab whether when we can attend to these PSV courses that should be handled by the Grab itself. So, because you understand that the drivers are paying 20 to 35% from the total fare that we collected every single day, every single job. So, we are asking that if Grab could absorb this cost to cover the need, then the driver might consider continuing driving for the e-hailing, especially for Grab. For the government side, right, he's still waiting for the government engagement with us. So basically, what we heard is just with the e-hailing operators. But for the driver side, currently there is no engagement by far. We are still have yet to receive any invitation for us to discuss about the matter directly with for the Minister of Transport.
And that was Arif Ashraf Ali, President of Grab Drivers Malaysia Association. Meanwhile, in a bid to enhance the safety for its drivers, Grab Malaysia is also implementing facial recognition technology in its app. All right, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.